AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Lake County, Illinois police officer is dead, shot while chasing three men on foot in a mainly rural area 55 miles north of Chicago. Lake County Detective Chris Covelli says a manhunt is underway.
We have numerous canines on the ground checking for scents. We have numerous helicopters and aircrafts in the air. We have a large number of officers on foot conducting searches of the area.
Officers and agents from other law enforcement groups have been brought in to help, and a nearby high school is in lockdown. Rowan County, Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis continues to refuse to issue marriage licenses since the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage. She's defied lower court rulings and the latest Supreme Court decision against her refusal to issue the license. Earlier today, she confronted David Ermholt, who was seeking a marriage license.
I pay your salary.
I pay you
to discriminate against me right now. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for this memory with my partner that I love, that I've been with for 17 years.
Attorneys for several same-sex couples have asked U.S. District Judge David Bunning to hold Davis in contempt. He has ordered her and her deputy clerks to be in his court on Thursday morning. Two more Senate Democrats now support the Iran nuclear deal, bringing to 33 the number backing that agreement. President Obama needs 34 to uphold a veto of a congressional resolution rejecting the pact. More dismal economic news from China sends stock markets south, manufacturing, a key part of that economy, contracting last month. Seaport Securities President Teddy Weisberg says he is optimistic, even if September is historically a lousy month.
I'm looking forward to September, October, and December, and every day I get up is a new day, and you know, that's the glass is always half full, it's never half empty.
Right now, the Dow is down 428 points. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis says Catholic women who have had abortions and are contrite will have the option of confessing to a priest rather than having to go to a bishop for absolution. Mackenzie Wooters, who is Catholic, liked Francis' efforts to use mercy to draw people back to the church.
It's a comprehensive approach by this pope who's shown that he's merciful in so many different ways.
In the U.S., which the pope will visit this month, many bishops already allow priests to absolve women who have had abortions. The Los Angeles City Council votes unanimously to support an effort to bid for the 2024 Olympic Games. Today's vote allows Mayor Eric Garcetti to begin negotiations with the U.S. Olympic Committee without obligating any city finances at the first. The USOC is expected to announce that Los Angeles is the U.S. candidate to replace Boston, which dropped out of the race in July. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.